This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. In 2020, 18-year-old Jelante Jones died from a gunshot wound in Denver. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports that the city is paying the family $450,000 after police officers failed to administer first aid.
In a video from the night of the shooting, Jones can be seen bleeding on the ground, asking for help and telling officers he was dying. But for 10 minutes, the two officers at the scene did not provide care. When paramedics arrived, Jones had stopped breathing. One of the officers resigned during an internal investigation, while Denver police fired the other. Denver has paid more than $3 million in claims involving police so far this year. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
A dam near Fruta is raising concerns for officials as reservoirs are filling across Colorado after a wet winter. Fruta's reservoir number 2 has been under a no-fill order since 2016 because the dam was considered unsafe to retain water. Public Works Director Kimberly Bullen says the dam poses few threats to property, but they're asking people to steer clear.
We know that there are some structural issues on the dam itself. This is just to protect folks from putting themselves in harm's way. In terms of the things that we're concerned about if it fails, obviously the threat to recreationists if they're on or near the dam.
Law enforcement has a warning for fans of the Denver Nuggets, the new NBA champions. Look out for fake merchandise, a lot of which could be for sale over the next few days. Federal officials note that selling counterfeit jerseys and other team gear is a crime and not a victimless crime. It hurts the local economy and is often used to fund bad enterprises. Fans are encouraged to look for the NBA hologram that marks authentic merchandise and to shop at reputable businesses. This is CPR News and KRCC.